Here is something that everybody in this city does, and they could be facing a fine, and that is texting while walking. And here's what the mayor has to say.
Well, he said he thought about it, you know, coming up with a fine for that.
I haven't, but I'd certainly be willing to think about it because I've seen people crossing the street texting who are absolutely oblivious to everything around them, and they're putting their life in danger. They're certainly maximizing the chance there might be a crash. So I think we have to look at all pieces of the equation. I don't have a proposal for you today, but that's something we would certainly look at.
I don't know. I mean, you might as well just fine everybody in New York City because everybody does it. But let's check in with Alice Stockton Rossini, who is in Times Square talking to, have you found people who are walking and texting? Can't be too hard, Alice.
No, it was really, really, really hard. I mean, I was like out here. I've been at this for like 3 hours now. It took me forever to find one person.
Well, actually, you know, let's be clear here, though. But the supposedly the fine would be for someone walking and texting in an intersection. It's not just walking down the sidewalk.
I can't believe I'm watching somebody right now. Natalie wanted me to get pictures, and I can't take a picture because I'm on the phone with you, and somebody's walking right in front of me right now at 48th and Broadway, texting and walking. I love it.
Yell at them.
Molly,
go yell at them.
Fight them.
Next one. Anyway, I didn't know that there are different ways of texting and walking. Like Molly says, she does it, but she's different.
I can see that. I can see that. That would be. It's a dangerous thing because you can walk into the street and all like that.
Yeah.
But
you do it.
I do. I think that I always kind of tend to do the pullover. You know, if I text, it's real quick, and then if it's a little bit longer, you know, you pull over.
You pull over.
You know?
All right. How much should that fine be?
Oh, that I don't know. $15? I don't know.
$15. Okay. How about you?
$15-$20 sounds about right, yeah.
$15-$20?
Nothing crazy, just kind of a slap on the wrist of, like, don't do this.
All right.
$50. Oh, what do you mean? It's going to be 50, 5-0. What do you mean $15?
Can you pay cash right when it happens?
Yeah, right there. But she, you know, she pulls over on the sidewalk, which I thought was hilarious. Anyway, this group thinks a fine might work.
Yes.
You're guilty as charged.
I am.
All right. So our mayor was thinking about fining people.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Shocking.
Yes.
Shocking.
That is shocking.
It's probably a good idea.
Really?
It might stop me.
So how much should the fine be? What would it take to stop you?
$50 ticket would probably stop me.
Oh, it's going up.
I think maybe $100.
$200.
Yeah, something like that. Because I mean, people aren't going to stop. It's like, oh, I spend $50 on dinner or on lunch, so I can do it for a ticket.
Do I hear $150?
She spends $50 for lunch. Alice, Natalie has a better idea than a fine.
Absolutely.
What?
What I always hang over my kid's head. If I said, oh, you have to pay me $5. I'd be like, oh, fine, here. Take the phone away. Phone privileges taken away.
Oh, no. The police are NYPD is going to be confiscating people's phones because they text
Great
and walk.
Idea. And then you have to come down to the station and pick it up.
That would work. That would work. Natalie, that is inspired.
Great
They're
idea.
They're going to take it, so you got to come back downtown and pick it up later.
Like when they tow your car.
Exactly.
You have to go get your phone from the pound.
Put a boot on it.
All right. So Frank cleans up garbage in Times Square, and he gets a show every day.
All day long.
All day long.
Sometimes they run into my garbage pail.
They run into your garbage pail. See
that? Yesterday, I think it was Orienting Dude, right? The ladies texting, he texting, they buck up with one another. The lady wound up on the ground. Yeah, I had to help her up, you know, but both of them were with the phone. They don't know where I was going. Boom! He saw. I'm sorry. She was mad. She was real mad.
They were both walking, both texting. They collide, and she was mad.
Yeah.
Should they be fined for walking and texting?
No. Nobody should be fined, but they should stop that, though.
They should stop that.
Yeah. Some people can't afford that. Yeah. You know, you can't even pay your rent. You're going to pay a fine?
Oh, I like that guy.
That guy's great, Alice. Yeah.
So a head-on texting collision, huh?
You can't pay your rent, but you got a phone.
That's true.
That's it. All right, Alice. You be the stand-in for the NYPD, and you pull those people aside who are texting while walking, and you show them
a thing
or two.
I'm on it.